There's a famous Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach. On the Pasuk Eile Toildos Noach, it says, Yizborach Shmoy Shel Melech Malchei Amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebochar B'Yisroel Mishivim Umois V'Nosan Lonu Es HaToyro B'Ksav and the Toyro Shebal Peh. And the Medrash has a big arichos that Toyro Shebiksav is Ma'at, it's also Klolim. Mashenkin Torah Shebal Peh is Harbe, and there's a lot of Protim. Veloitimtza be'eretz hachayim, says the Medrash, Loitimtza Torah Shebal Peh etzel mishe yevakesh oineg oilom, taivo vekovoy du gedulo ba'oilom hazeh. You won't find Torah Shebal Peh over there. Ela b'mishe meimis atzmo yoleho, shenem azois ha'toyro odom ki yomuz ba'oihel. The Medrash goes on, and it brings the pasuk ki al pi hadvorim ha'ele korati itcho bris sheloi koras hakadosh baruch hu bris mi'Yisrael ela b'Torah shebal peh she kosher lilmoid v'yesh bo tzar gadol it's meshula l'choshech. And the Medrash there says that Klal Yisrael wasn't mekabel Torah shebal peh ad shekofa aleihem har kigigis. The famous kasha that the Rishonim ask in Shabbos, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to be Koifa Aleim Har Kegigis if Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma? Tosfos and Shabbos and the Ramban have Tirutzim. The Medrash answers that the Nasa V'Nishma was on Torah Shebiksav, but Torah Shebal Peh that's Arucho Mineyam V'Koshe V'Azo Kamoves, Klal Yisrael had Moira, they were afraid to be Mekabel, we needed the Koifa Aleim Har Kegigis. The Medrash goes on, and it teaches up a chiddush in Parshas Kriyashma. V'yohavtu es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levovcho v'chol nafshecho v'chol moidecho. Says the Medrash, what's it going on Limud HaTorah, like it says behemshech v'hoyu advorim ha'ele, which is on v'hoyu advorim ha'ele is going on Torah to teach us that a person can only learn Torah if he's holding by a dargah from Avo, he's Oyev Es Hashem, b'chol levovcho, b'chol nafsho, b'chol moidecho. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, in the second parasha of Ohoyim Shemoya, it also says an Avo to Hashem. Over there it says, b'chol levavchem, b'chol nafshechem, v'lo iksiv b'chol moidchem. L'lamedcho v'os, that the second parasha is talking about, if he won girsa in the Medrash, it's talking about Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebiksav, you could be koine, even if you have avo, not fully, b'chol levavchem, b'chol nafshchem. But he's still oyev, oysher, v'taynug, he doesn't have the b'chol mo'idchem. But the first parasha of Yohavto, which is going on Torah Shebal Peh, over there, someone who has an avo to oyev, he's oyev, oysher, v'oyneg, you can't be koine, Torah Shebal Peh. Both parshas in Kriyashma, the first one V'Yahavta is on Torah Shebal Peh, the second one is Torah Shebiksav. It's a medrash that's kedai to learn inside. Al kol ponim, there's a shaila that bothered me for a while. What is the shaychus to this famous medrash to parshas Noach, the inyan for Noach and the Mabel? L'chayra, we would think that this parsha, this medrash that speaks about the gevaldike chashivas of Torah and Torah Shebal Peh, maybe should be in Parshas Yisroi, the Parsha from Matan Torah. What's it doing in Parshas Noach? So the Pritzadik Reb Tzadok, he's Ma'oyer this Kasha, and he says a Mahalach, he brings like this, it will be Makdim first what Reb Tzadok says. Reb Tzadok brings from Chazal that Roy Hoya Dor Hamabel Linosein Torah Al Yodom. The Dor Hamabel had gewaldike koichos, they were on a gewaldike madrego, they were roi for the Kabbalah Satoira, Torah Shebiksav, v'Torah Shebal Peh. Had they done tshuva, they would have been zoiche to Torah. Not only that, he says when the Mabel was yoyred, the Pasuk says that by the Mabel it says, Bayoy mazeh nivku kol mainois tohoim rabo, va'arubois hashamayim niftechu. He brings from the Zoyar, Nivku'u kol mainos tohoim, mayim is also meramez on Torah. The mainos ha-tohoim is Torah Shebal Peh. Va'arubois ha'shamayim niftechu, the windows of Shamayim to be mashpia Torah shebal peh, they were open. All the mayonois and the windows for Torah shebiksav and Torah shebal peh were opened up. The mayim started coming down. Zokrib tzodik, the pshat in Chazal, it started out as mayim shel brocho. Had they been roi, or even being not roi, had they done tshuva, the meyamabel miyad would have been nepach lemayim shel toira, and they would have had a azaz chus to be mekabel the toira. But they didn't do tshuva, so the mayim remained the oynish of meyamabel. He has an arichos in this Reb Tzadok. Memela zok Reb Tzadok. Be'etzem was bezman amabel that there was a tchil of there was a gevaldika hashpof and Torah coming down in the world. The mayonos, the arubois were niftechu for hashpof shel Torah, but the kli kibul wasn't here. The door wasn't. They had the koichas and the kelim, but they weren't willing to do tshuva to be mekabel Torah. Memela it stayed as meyamabel. And it was a meyamabel that destroyed them all. Memela, that's why this medrash that talks about Torah is in Parshas Noyach. We could shtel tzu. The Gemara in Zvochim says that bizman matan Torah, there were koilos who broke him in the world. Everyone ran to Bilam, and they said to Bilam, it sounds like there's another mabel. How can that be? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring a mabel? Bilam said, Hashem, la mabel yoshov. Hashem was nishba, there's not going to be a mabel. So what's going on? So Bilam answered, Hashem oiz li amu yitain. Hashem yivorich es amu yivasholoim. Oiz is going on the oiz shel Torah. Hashem is giving the Torah. So we see b'shas matan Torah, there were koilos going on in the world that people thought it must be another mabel. What's the kesher to the mabel? Because kanireh, it was the same koil. Be'etzem bizman mabel when it started, it was a hashbo of mayim shel Torah. Mayim that was roi to become mayim shel Torah. They weren't roi, so it stayed to the mea mabel. But be'etzem, it was the same matzav and the same koil as ubrokim. That's the mahalach of Reb Tzadok over here. It's a moiridik azach, how people can have such koichas, and if they use them properly, they could be roi lekabola satoira, but if they're not willing to use them properly, so they got the mayim, which is the mea mabel. But even be'emtza hamabel, we see, while the mabel was coming down and destroying them, had they done tshuva, that mayim itself, the actual mea mabel, would have been nepach lemayim shel toira. That is the mahalich of Reb Tzadok to be mekasha the medrash tanchuma to parshas noach. Perhaps we can offer another mahalich b'derech shel drush, that be'etzem, by the mabel, the whole world was destroyed, except for those that were in the teva. Noach u'mishpachtoi, with the behemoth, the teva was a mokim hatzola from everything that was going on in the world. Be'etzem, in Oilam Hazeh, the whole nesoyin from Oilam Hazeh is one big mabel. It's a groyser mabel. The taivas that are outside, mit the yetzer horrors, is schlepping us into total destruction, schlepping us avek from the borei olam. A person has to have a mokoy matzola, a mokoy to be saved, to get away from the mabel. The mabel shel the olam. For that we need a teva. Just like bimei noach, there was a teva that was the mokoy matzola. This is a limud l'doyros. A person always has to have a teva that he's in to separate himself al yedei these mechitzas from what's going on in the rest of the world. And what is the teva? The teva is the Torah HaKadosha. Shteit in Tzvorim that the literal translation of teva means like a box. We only find teva two places, by Noach and by Moshe. Moshe was put in a teva in the Yamsuf. But the Sforim say that the Teva also is Milosh, and it means a word. Teva means a word shel Torah. That's also a Teva. If a person puts himself into the Torah, into a Mokim shel Torah, into the Tevois shel Torah, that's a Mokim Shmira. He can build for himself his own place. There's a Moridika Medrish Tanchuma. Moridika Medrish in the Tana Devei Eliyahu. In the Tana Devei Eliyahu state, Kol Talmud Chochom Yesh Loi Chedrei Chadorim Shel Torah. Im Ro'u Yisurin Shebo In Olov Hevei Rotz LeChadorim Shel Torah. It says a Talmud Chacham, a person who learns Torah, has chadorim. He has rooms and rooms of Torah. And when there's yisurim that are born alav, he can run and hide. He can go into the chedri haTorah. When a person is learning, he's learning a mesechta, he's building for himself houses. Each mesechta is a room. A different room, he has a room on meseches brachas, meseches ksubas, meseches yevamas. Mistama, every toisvas is a different closet in the room. He's decorating the room. It's a place he can open up the Gemara and go back in. It doesn't mean to be distracted, it means he's in the Torah. And Mamela, the Torah is a mokri matzola. It's a protection from the Yetzer Hara that's in the Welt, from all the taivas that are going on in the world. And it's Moinea the Yesurim. It's a protection from the Yesurim Shebo'in Olav. And we can be Moisef HaTosefes Oimek over here. It's Mevur in Tzvorim that the Geder that the Teva, the man Noach that was a Hatzola, it wasn't just that the Teva was a Hatzola from the Mabel. It's a much tiefer deher. The Etzem, the whole world was being destroyed. Kaviyoch LaChodesh Boruch was, it was a Chazorah on Maise Bereshis. The Mayim had a Gvul, the day and night at certain times they could be Meshamish. All that became bottle. The world, Kaviyoch, doesn't exist the way it was created. In the Teva, though, there was a new Welt. The Oilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was mitzamtzem the world, that the world really exists in the Teva. The Tzadikim were there, all the behemoths to be Mekayim, the Oilam were there, all the food, everything else outside was not the world anymore. The Teva wasn't just a Hatzolah from what was going on, it was a Vanahapoich, the world doesn't exist outside. The real world is only inside the Teva. In the Malbim, it's Mevur that all the Midas of the Teva, Alpi Difin Gematrios, is Gematrios with the Shem Havaya and the Shem Adnus. The Shloish Meis Amo, the Chamishim Amo, the Shloishim Amo, which means that the world only exists when you're with the Yebishta. The Mokrim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here, where the Shechina was in the Teva. Everything outside is not Shaykh anymore. That is the world. Memela, we can go weiter, the Zelba Gazach with Torah. Where is the real world, Rabbi Yisai? What's going on outside? No. In the Oilam Shel Torah is the Etzem Oilam. It's a different world that we have. We have an Oilam Shel Torah. The Gemara says in Yevamos, and Daf Tezayin, on Rabbi Akiva, it says, Ato Shimcha Akiva, Sheshimcha Hoylech Misoifa Oilam Ad Soifoi. The Maratzchias in Yevamos Tezayin, he says the gematria of Misoif HaOilam Ad Soifoi is Tof Kuf Samach Dalid, 564. That is the amount of times Rabbi Akiva's mentioned in Shas, 564 times. Now Hagam, if anyone checks on a computer, you'll find that the name of Rabbi Akiva is listed many, many, many more times than that. Mistama, you have to say Pshat in the Maratzchias. He means not how many times Rabbi Kiva's name is said, but Legabi, how many sugyas and how many dinim Rabbi Kiva's mentioned. Sometimes his name is mentioned a few times in the same sugya. So he means there are 564 sugyas in Shas that Rabbi Akiva's Nagea, that Rabbi Akiva mentioned. That's Mistama, the Pshat in this number, which makes it very difficult for any of us to check that out. The computers aren't going to help us for this. But Akol Ponim, what's the Pshat in the Maratzchias? His Gematri is telling us, when Rabbi Akiva went, Misoifa Oilam Ad Soifoi, which Oilam? Which Oilam? The Oilam Shel Torah, the Shas Bavli. That's the Mesechtas and Shas. Rabbi Akiva's there, Misoifa Oilam Ad Soifoi, he's there. That is the Oilam. The Maram says many times, he says, Makshim Ha Oilam. Which oilam? The world. Who's the world? Go outside. Ask people. Did you have this kasha? Who's the oilam? He means the oilam shel Torah. The oilam shel Torah has its own rules. The way we said that a teva, the teva shel Torah, is matzil from what's going on in the world, it's not just hatzala, it means create for ourselves that we're in a different world. We're in the oilam of Torah with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is kaveya. What goes on in the world? We say, Tana Devei Eliyahu Kol Hashoina Halochos B'chol Yoim Muftach loy she'u ben oylem haba, she'nemar, halichois oylem loy, al tikri halichois elo halochois. There's a Cree in the Pasuk and a Jewish. Halichois means the minhagim of the oylem, the ways of the world, the way the world runs. Halochos means the halochos. Usually there's a kesher between the word that it says and the way we read it. Halichos and halochos. Lefi dvoreinu, the kesher is because you look outside and you see the halichos oylem, the workings of the world, the ways of the world, but it's not really. What are the real halichos oylem? Is the halochos, the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us how to get up in the morning, how to get dressed, how to put on your clothes, how to eat, how to go to sleep. That is the halachos is the real halichos oylem, not what people think is that we say vatelamdem chukei chayim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was malamid Torah, he was malamid the chukei chayim. That's the etzem oylem that we have to be in to save ourselves from the mabul nibachutz, and that's the pshat that we find that the teva, the oylem hateva, is meshubad to the Torah. As we know, it's meshubad to the Torah. Just to be messiahing with two short stories, one b'shem Reb Chaim was very, very sensitive to blood. If he saw blood, he would faint, Reb Chaim Brisker. So someone asked him, so how is he a sandik all the time? He sees dam. So Reb Chaim said, that's not dam, that's dam mila. It's not blood, it's dam bris, it's mila. That's halochos oylam loy. If you go with the halichos, it's all blood. But when you go with the halochos, it's not blood, it's dam mila, to be messiahing. There's a famous maisa that someone had was very sick. He had a mum, and they went. The doctors gave up, and the Shagis he was. They told him to go to the place where the Shagis Aryeh lived because the Shagis Aryeh is matir such a treifa. If a mum like that happens at a behema, the Shagis Aryeh held there wasn't a treifa. So they told him to go live in the asra of the Shagis Aryeh, and he'll be nitzel. It's a maisa that's brought down. Someone told me that he heard mamish a similar maisa over here in Eretz Yisrael, that a person had a certain defect, and the doctors over here gave up, and there was a tzad to fly to America. Maybe in America they could deal with it with an operation. It was a far fetched suffix, and they asked Rebbe Yashiv, and Rebbe Yashiv said this exact defect that this person has, it's a machloikas the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. The Beis Yosef holds it's not a mum, it's not a treifa, and the Ramah holds it is. So he said the Eretz Yisrael is asra of the Beis Yosef. He was the poisek of Eretz Yisrael. So a male of the person should stay in Eretz Yisrael because I'll be the psak of the in the Beis Yosef's oilam. This is not the treifa. So he'll be zoicha to live over here. V'kachave. He stayed in Eretz Yisrael and he was zoicha to arichas yomim. That's when we take the halachos and make that our ikar halachos.